This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Darren Hanlon grew up in a small town in Queensland, Australia, listening to American legends like Kenny Rogers playing on the turntable. That, along with a month in the Australian desert and an Amtrak trip across the American South, informs his music today. Those adventures also produced Darren's new album from Yep Rock Records. It's called Where Did You Come From? He'll open the Back Porch Music Concert tonight at the American Tobacco Campus in Durham. Concert also features Jim White versus the Packway Handle Band. Darren Hanlon is here to give us a preview of that concert. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Talk about those first days, that music you were first exposed to.
Mom and Dad, there was Kenny Rogers. They didn't have that many records at home. But the other one was Slim Dusty. He's kind of an Australian legend, I guess. He put out 115 albums.
Wow. Slim Dusty, this is?
Yeah. So they had that. So it was either one of the two that would put us to sleep every night. Yeah. So.
When did you get interested in music and making your own music?
Making my own music, I guess it was later. This is a weird thing, but my parents forced me to go to music college. I wanted to be a maths teacher. So they said, no, you're gonna do music. So I went and studied jazz guitar in Lismore, another little town in Australia.
That is a little weird because you'd think there are probably more jobs in math than music.
I think they were living vicariously through me.
Uh-huh.
They loved music and always wanted to do that, but never.
Were either of them performers at all, or
no? They mum would jump on the piano at parties and things like that, and rip out, you know, the baby elephant walk and stuff.
I see.
Yeah.
No. Well, so your first EP in 2000 called Early Days. How did you go about putting that together?
Well, I was a guitarist for many different bands and always kind of wrote these little songs. I was a guitarist for many good songwriters, so I felt like I didn't need to write songs, and it was intimidating with some of these people that I was playing lead guitar for. And then I just had these small collection that had, you know, kind of gathered over the years. And my friend who ran the label said, you should just release it and see how it goes. So I recorded, you know, a 7-track EP and then come away to America for my first real trip over here. It was more of an adventure. So I just took a little guitar and busked my way around and played in little coffee shops. But I kept getting emails from Australia saying, you're on the radio over here, getting played a lot. And then by the time I got home, I pretty much had a small career waiting for me.
Well, we're going to talk more about those adventures, but I'd love to hear some of your music. Will you play for us?
Sure. Well, I'll do one from the new record. It's called Fear of the Civil War.
There's bayonets and bones and East Virginian cobbled stones, all buried neath the shadows of your mind. And now a shopping mall is found, built on that bloodied battleground. And I always see it open on my way home, with signs that advertise free salvation for the very ones who'll take your soul away. But there's you and me and 103 reasons to leave those troubled days behind. I can empathize myself, I know it can be overwhelming. History's rubbed its grubby hands on everything. There's the dates and piles of embers someone bothered to remember. It's the secrets that weren't written down that haunt you. You say if ghosts, they really do walk among us, then these must be the angriest of all. But there's you and me and 103 reasons to leave those troubled days behind. Thank you. lights mounted in the Kmart. It was donated when they closed the 5 and 9. With antlers like strikes of lightning, frozen in time. We're always worried when you're gone. You said you'd spaced out on the lawn, counting columns of the antebellum homes. When you woke up in Athens, Greece, you were surrounded by police who picked you up and lovingly carried you back home. To dredge your dreaming for flashes of meaning, it's like running alongside a moving train. But there's you and me and 103 reasons to leave those troubled days behind. Yeah, there's you and me, 1863, watching the proclamation being signed.
Darren Hanlon live on The State of Things. Darren's new album on Yep Rock Records called Where Did You Come From? That is a song called Fear of the Civil War. Now, forgive my ignorance, but did y'all have a Civil War too? Or were you referring to ours?
I was referring to you guys.
I heard the emancipation there, yeah.
We had a Civil War in a way, yeah, mm-hmm. A long time ago.
Who won?
Well, not the Aborigines.
I mean, who was in it? Oh, was that? That's the one.
Yeah,
that
certainly
does sound
not.
Like a sad story.
Yeah. It's almost ongoing in a way.
Yeah, well, same
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
Yep Rock Records, signed with them. How did you hook up with North Carolina's own Yep Rock?
Oh, there were just I think I had a fan on the label that had just been following my trajectory over the years, and then the stars aligned.
Yeah.
And we went out and had a meal and a few drinks, and we got along.
You are touring now for Yep Rock, right?
I'm touring, yeah. Well, I'm touring with another Australian artist called Courtney Barnett, who's really hit the big time. She's just become popular throughout the world. She's really young and a friend of mine. So we've played together a lot. She used to support me in Australia, and now she's just really looking after me. You know, she's bringing me around.
I gotta say, I'm looking at your guitar.
Yeah.
And it looks exactly like the one my uncle that I inherited from my uncle Jimmy,
okay.
And it was the one he bought when he was from his newspaper money in
really?
The 1940s, and it looks just like it.
Well,
and,
I guess
except
it's...
his was a little better condition. That guitar's been around.
Well, this was mint condition when I bought it, so it's my little song machine. All the songs that come out of this, and it's got more in it. But it's like just a bit of cardboard, really.
I'm going to ask, we're going to get into some of the stories that that guitar could tell.
Yeah.
In traveling with you in a minute, but I'm going to ask you to sing another song. Will you do that for me?
Sure. Well, I'll do an early one that this is called Title Fight, Heart Versus Mind. There's a good chance that before we met, there were days I'd walked right past her. But now I'm seeing her tomorrow or maybe the day after. I have to tell myself to slow down, it's early days still. Anything could happen and it probably will. It's early days. My mind's just put on boxing gloves, my heart's refused to fight it. And I watch the station pass me by where I should have alighted. Turn into something I'll be writing home about. The inspector shakes his head and said, "So you just forgot to get out?" Yeah, sure. It's early days. Thank you.
With eyes just like an angel, what does she see in me? Why does my stomach feel like it's just eating food that don't agree? It's early days, it's early days, it's early days. You gotta slow down, it's early days. Yeah, you've gotta slow down, it's early days.
Title Fight, Heart versus Mind. Darren Hanlon's opening tonight's Back Porch Music on the Lawn concert here at American Tobacco in Durham. Starts at 6, along with Jim White versus Packway Handle Band. Great song. We talked about your stories because you did spend some time out in the Australian desert and then did a kind of rail tour of the American South.
Yeah, none of it was planned. I didn't know it was going to go out that way. But I just went to the desert because we'd played in this old pub. It was in Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, that movie. And that invite, they said if you ever need somewhere to stay for a while I tend to go to these far-flung places so I'm not distracted and try to find somewhere where there's no phone reception. And so, yeah, I went out there and spent a month and kind of got involved with the locals and got a few songs out of it.
What about the rail tour of the American South?
Well, I was really interested in where the blues come from and folk and country music. So I just got the Amtrak pass and went down there, and I had one day booked in a studio in Nashville, and from there someone said, "Oh, you got to go to New Orleans. There's a studio there that's great." So I'd go down there, and then they'd send me up to Oxford, Mississippi. So I just followed this trail.
Mm-hmm.
Around and out of that just met weirdos and wonderful musicians and street people, and pretty much whoever I met I invited to perform and record.
There's great storytelling in your songs, and I wonder if those stories come from those characters you met along the way.
Certainly this album. I abandoned all the songs that I already had prepared and just wrote a bunch of new ones just for the people that I met or certain things that happened along the way.
Did you? There's a story actually about your sending your connection with Nashville. You were trying to get hooked up with a Nashville studio, and somebody heard you and liked you.
Yeah, well, Andrea Tokic, who had recorded the Alabama Shakes, I sent him some demos, and I sent him to a few studios, but he was the only one that got back and said, "I've never heard of you, but I like the lyrics." And I knew straight away that we're going to get along. Someone that, you know, takes a chance on something just from hearing it. And he's become a really good friend, and I hope we will do my next full album with him. And
Do you act as a producer? Does he shape your music at all?
A little bit, yeah. He's got some pretty strong ideas, you know, and opinions it'll just strike him. He'll just be inspiration as it comes. And but we all produce, the musicians as well. Everyone has their ideas, and it seems to work.
Do you prefer working alone? Do you like to collaborate? You talked about working early in your career with other bands.
Love collaborate. That's the best part about being solo. You get to play with a different bunch of musicians every single time, and it rarely backfires. I mean, one guy, I was in Nashville, and he tried to open my car door when I was sitting in it. I thought I was being mugged. And I said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm a musician, and I was just seeing how big the van is." I was like, "Okay, you're a musician. Well, we're recording next week. You're in." And so he played bass on a track, and he turned out he was D. Ford Bailey's grandson.
Wow!
So he'd never actually recorded anything before, and
Well, was he any good? I mean, obviously a lousy car thief, but perhaps a good bassist?
I don't know. I tend to want to believe that he was just looking.
He was just looking. Okay, so you believe that story. That's fine.
But he was kind of like, he pulled this massive pedal board out, and he started playing this slap funk bass, that, like the Seinfeld thing. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I'm just three chords, mate. You know, just you need root notes. That's all you need to know.
Darren Hanlon, Australian singer-songwriter, the new album from Yep Rock Records called Where Did You Come From, going to open tonight's Back Porch Music Concert on the lawn here at American Tobacco in Durham. Jim White versus the Packaway Handle Band also plays tonight. Darren, thank you. I'm going to leave you time to play us out, but I want to thank you very much for being on the program.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
First, I want to remind everybody that you can find out more about the show and about Darren's music at our website, stateofthings.org. Then I'm going to say that State of Things is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. Andrew Tai, the intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, Darren Hanlon.
Well, I'd like to play this song. It's a true story. It happened on the album Journey. I was on a bus that got shot at. No one got hurt, don't worry. This is the story about it. It's called the Chattanooga Shoot Shoot. I was far from home and lost and lonely, and aimlessly bouncing around. Spent too much time and money in this little Georgia town. But nothing lights a fire just like running out of cash, Will. I had enough to buy a one-way ticket back to Nashville to a bed I know, owned by a friend who's learned it the hard way. If you invite me in for coffee, I'll unpack my bag and stay. Just like poor Blanche DuBois, I've also come to put my faith in the charity of strangers and honest transportation. So I find myself aboard this silver bullet budget bus with that creepy guy in sunglasses down the back looking sus, and that old woman with her belongings in a busted plastic bag, and all the nicotine devotees marking time to take a drag. We'd only just left Chattanooga town, and I thought it prudent to sit beside this young and wholesome graduating college student. She was pondering where best to go to do her PhD. She said she had two options, Australia or Italy. I said, well, that's a no-brainer. You better come study with us. And that's about the time we both heard something hit the bus. I counted six loud popping thuds that came in quick succession. They went, that's my impression. I...